WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Echo 8YNU, NAWRO, new radio. How's it sounding, Dave? Hey, Tim, how's it going? Can't complain. Just programmed up the Yaesu. Wondering how it's sounding, if I need to turn up the mic gain or anything.
Nope, you're good. You sound loud and clear. No fuzz or anything like that. Crystal clear on this side.
WHCMN.
I appreciate it. Excellent. I got to figure out which one to put in the car now, either the Yaesu or the ICOM. big debate here.
Yeah, I hear you. I have the Yaesu, I have the STM300D in the house, and then I've got my ICOM, I forget what series it is, out in the car.
Yeah, it was kind of like what was mentioned on Discord. I got the IC2730 I just pulled out that was my base. Instead of getting another one of those, I did go ahead with the FTM-150. So I like both of them, so I think it was a good move.
Yeah, they're both great brands. I've had good success with ICOM so far, and I got a little started out with a little handheld Yaesu FT65, and I love that little handheld. It's awesome. So they're both good brands, and my dad's had the Yaesu for a long time. So
W8CMN.
Ah, well, no, that's funny. That FT65 Yaesu HT, that's what I started off with, too, at least this time, not 30 years ago. But, yeah, I've got that one, too, as sort of a backup now that I'm doing the Winlink stuff. But this this Yaesu here, the FTM-150, does have a data port. So I was talking with Aaron that might play a little bit better with the Winlink. So I get to check that out next. Looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds good. A lot of good equipment. And be ready for ARPSD stuff.
So what I'm trying to do, mentioned to Mike quite a number of weeks ago, trying to even look forward to October to see if we can get the Winlink contacts into the set for October. And the next item is I did make that contact. Wally helped me out with the DMR contact, so that's in my training folder. Should be all set then, so whenever you get a chance, but, you know, we got time, so no rush.
Good stuff, good stuff. Sounds good. Sounds like you're plugging along and that level 2 completed pretty quick.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, at this point, I say I've completed it, and of course, it, you know, you be the judge of that when you get a chance to take a look at it. I did all the elements, and I think I got it right, but, you know, let me know if I got something wrong, and I'll correct it before the next in-person.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to hop off here. Figured I'd throw my call sign out real quick. And like I said, you're sounding good, and keep up the good work. And looking forward to the results and getting started here in October for the set.
Appreciate it, Dave. KECHO8YNU. This is NAWRO. Have a good one.
You too, Tim. You too. KEYNU, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE. Seattle, Ollie.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
BRD testing setup.
KB8OE.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
WGD monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Thank you.
KB8OLE mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.